Good afternoon, Premier, ministerial colleagues, members of the media. Let me begin by thanking our Premier, the Honorable Craig Kenner, for entrusting me to lead the Ministry of Environment and Planning. It is a trust that I take seriously and one that I will uphold with the utmost of consideration and integrity. Our ministry has as its mission to lead Bermuda towards sustainability by protecting our natural and built environment. It is our role to ensure that there is balance between Bermuda's social, economic, and environmental needs. To this end, we will assist in the creation of jobs by assessing the improvements already undertaken by the Department of Planning, and then determine where other organizational or operational changes are needed to improve the time taken to obtain a planning decision. We will do this while ensuring an efficient and customer-friendly planning regime. I must note that since my assumption of responsibility for the Department of Planning, I have been very impressed with the professionalism of the staff and their dedication to their work. They have already accomplished much, including the implementation of a fast-track scheme for certain applications, a pre-application consultation process for major projects of national importance, and the expansion of the scope of decision-making for the Development Applications Committee, a subcommittee of the Development Applications Board, to expedite decisions on non-complex applications. We have heard the concerns about special developmental orders and will build upon prior steps that saw such orders become subject to parliamentary scrutiny. We will create a protocol to guide the request for consideration of and grant of special development orders. This protocol will enable the minister to be fully informed about all planning policy and other technical and national issues to be considered prior to making a decision. The protocol will enable the minister to determine whether an SDO is necessary or not, guided by the balance that must be found between sometimes competing environmental, social, and economic issues. If an SDO is determined to be necessary, the protocol will ensure that the minister makes an informed decision only after considering all relevant information. I am pleased to report that work has already begun on this important initiative. Finally, our sustainability is enhanced by the creation of open spaces and preserving them for future generations. We have already begun working with interested parties in the form of the Friends of Southlands Restoration Project to consider the development and management of the Southlands property as a national park. Bermuda undoubtedly is facing financial challenges. We will do our part to facilitate economic activity while being mindful of Bermuda's social and environmental needs. Thank you.